Is it the end of the world?
Oh, it's not doing this.
Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's awesome.
Man.
That one's bad.
What do I got to do here?
Oh, no. That one's bad.
I mean, it's part of the show.
It's gotten worse.
It's got even worse.
It's horrible.
How does it get worse?
What's up?
Just like I always, just what like up? I love telling my fans, fuck you.
Hey, no, we love you. We love you.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. This is Declan Delt. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, and these are my good pals.
Hey, what's up? This is Just Chris or Just Chris. The options are endless.
Carver Law, y'all. How y'all doing?
Absolutely.
That's cool. Today we're discussing dealer's choice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be Carver's choice. We're going to do Dealer's Choice for a little bit because, you know, we've done all the old albums. Now it's just down to new albums that are coming out and shit, new stuff that we're discovering. But we were like, each of us has little projects that we think are fucking amazing that we would like to introduce to the Juggalo world or bring up in the Juggalo world. But they're not necessarily Juggalo stuff. So that's kind of what this will do. You know, Dealer's Choice, we can each pick an album and boom, you know, it can be any album. Doesn't have
to be. I just honestly had to have a break from the monotony and the horrible, just boring albums we've been doing lately.
You've been really Juggalo'd out lately.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and by that, I don't mean Juggalo'd out as in like super out, Juggalo. Like yeah.
You know? Out of the Juggalo shit.
Yeah.
Give me
some
more mic here.
Give me some more juice.
Yeah, I can't hear. Or some headphones. I can get some more
juice. That's check.
It's a little bit better.
Give me some more mic here.
That's a little bit better.
Should be good there. How about that, man? You feeling better?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, that was Chris's.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chris.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo. You don't want me there. Being louder. You don't
is
want.
Is that better? How about that? Is that a little bit
better? Yeah, that's a little bit better. Okay, cool.
All right.
But yeah.
That's why producer Nick, why don't you take care of that?
Thank you. All right. No. Thanks.
We gotta. Right. Yeah. So he'll fix that. But anyway, are we getting straight into this or do we have any?
No, we can bullshit. Oh, shout out to the chat. DJ Slug ripping in the NW. Gage Von Weil. Good luck on your Magic tournament. AU Stalker and Taylor Coulter, our one and only female friend.
And our brother Vinny Mac as well.
Vinny fucking Mac. How did I overlook him media. And Derek Bruno? Yeah.
And Derek Bruno, two fucking goats.
I didn't start from the top. I started from the middle for some reason.
Yeah, like a
fat. You know, we always got to give a shout out to the people that listen live.
Absolutely, yeah, because they're the ones to keep us going.
They're the realists.
They're the realists.
Gage mentioned something about a Magic tournament. I didn't know he was a magician.
He is.
Gage?
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's pretty good, too.
Actually, cool. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he smacked me in the face at the gathering, so I guess he had a good sleight of hand there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's a mean guy. He was a mean guy to me. I don't know why. I just made him mad.
Okay, sorry.
That's a total lie. I'm just playing. He's a sweetheart. He's a nice guy. I don't know why I lied.
Why you throw him under the bus like that, bro?
I don't know why I lied. Maybe because I'm getting a little high. That's big news. That's big news, man. At least for us. Ohio
passed recreational marijuana.
Recreational marijuana, ladies and gentlemen. So
congrats.
Pretty soon, you'll be able to walk in a gas station if you want and be like, I want some marijuana.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good, right?
Well, probably not gas station, but, you know, I'm sure they'll have to have a special license or something.
I wonder how that's going to work. So it's supposed to go live in 30 days.
That's what they say, but it's still going to be a little while before that happens. That's when the law has to be out.
Right.
But then you got people that's going to have to get licenses and all that shit.
I would think
and
that like dispensaries would be like ready to go. Like, here, we're going to have recreational on day of.
Yeah, well, you would think, but like they're still doing the medical program. So basically, if you have recreational, you're going to pay higher costs ultimately because you have to pay that tax, that sin tax on it. If you get your medical card, you'll get lower prices like when you buy your shit, but you have to pay that yearly fee. So it's kind of a trade-off, you know. It's like buying your insurance by the year or buying it by the month, you know. That's kind of how the med card's going to be. You can either go to a store and get recreational weed for $50 a half, or you can get it medically for, you know, $40 a half, but you know, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not going to be that cheap, but yeah.
They've been getting ready for it for years here.
Yeah.
They've been building facilities to all kinds of shit getting ready for it. So they knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm excited for it, man. I didn't think it was coming. Like, Ohio just doesn't do shit right. Ohio is notorious for not doing things right. So yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. You know what I mean?
Preach.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Ohio's a, I guess, a late bloomer in some of that kind of shit.
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm fucking stoked about it. I know my man Vinny is stoked about it too. He's a stoner. You know, I know most of us are stoners. And yeah, for all the stoners out there that live in Ohio, this is good news. For all the rest of you, I'm sure you don't give a fuck.
But already legal where you're.
So
at.
So let's stop talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing we didn't talk about last week, which we should have, and I think this makes us bad jugglers.
Probably.
All right.
I don't mind being a bad juggalo, so I'm not going to smack myself.
Well, then, fuck you. But maybe
sounds like a twisted fan.
Then you know what? You might have already
number three.
You might have already heard this, and this might not be news to you. But I held off on listening to the new Hollow Wicked single.
Wow, bro.
And we didn't even discuss it on the show last week.
Completely forgot about that.
We didn't.
I didn't even know there was one.
We suck.
There was one.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
A vampiric song, indeed.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
When it came out, I did. Yes.
Well, do you want to check it out?
Weird how the greenhorn is the only one who's keeping up. Jeez Louise, guys. I carry this show.
was Ouija on it?
No, Ouija was not on it, or I would listen to it even more.
Yeah.
This is it. It's called Bite Night.
Yep, Bite Night. Yep.
Bite.
It's a nice, nice little vampiric song. Nick, producer Nick, can you hear?
He should be coming out of there a little bit.
He said just a little bit. I bumped your neck, gotta have
next. Hear your post up, see your neck flex. I won't turn up too loud to pick up. You know. All right, yeah, I'll turn up a little on here, though.
Has that like funky West Coast sound to it, you know?
I'm not hating it.
I like it so far.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. It's a good one. It has like a. Is this a DJ Clay beat? Definitely has like a West Coast feel to it. Now what if I told you it's Old Hallows Eve? Now what if I told you, bitch, you cannot leave? And what if you know now evil is real? And your neck about to know just how my fake feel.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one. But that's because you can tell that this is a Shaggy project. You know what I mean?
Is Jay on it?
No, I don't think Jay's on it at all.
What?
Wow. I think it's a solo song.
That blows my mind.
I'm almost 100% sure it's a Shaggy song.
Jay couldn't be bothered to do a Hollow Wicked
like he
thing.
Might he's, like, he's probably like, bro, we got to do a Hollow Wicked song. Jay's like, I'm too busy. I'm on podcasts and fucking Sarah. What do you want from me?
I was going to say, I didn't want to say for sure because he might be on the hook or something or do like one verse, but I think this is just Shaggy.
Wow. I hope
I told you.
I still hope Violent J shows up on her OnlyFans.
You said what now?
I hope he shows up on her OnlyFans. Hey, if anybody has
like fucking her, so you can watch it.
Hey, if anybody has a login for and subscribes to Sarah Russi's OnlyFans, hook a brother up.
Hook a brother.
I want to keep an eye out for Violent J's wiener showing up on there.
Yeah, right. I love that's the only reason that you want.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care
to see Sarah Russi.
I've seen a million hot chicks. I know what that looks like. I'd like to see Violent J's hog.
I imagine his hog, him being a ginger and old and pale.
Yeah.
His hog looking like a freshly cased sausage.
Yeah, it's going to be like speckled a little bit, have some odd hairs on it. He probably got a tattoo on there. You know, it's just what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you he does have a hog tattoo.
Probably does have a hog, like an actual hog tattoo on his hog.
Like, you know how,
so
how
he can make like a Jay joke, you know what I mean? He's like, so he can say some shit like, come on, bitch, eat some piggy pie. Ha ha ha. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That song rules, by the way.
Fuck yeah.
Great Hollow Wicked song.
That's what I'm saying. It's a real good one, but it was Shaggy. That was Shag's exclusive. That's what I'm saying. I just didn't want to say
there's
it was
no
solo because
didn't hate it. Didn't hate it.
Because he might have been on the hook or sample or something.
I don't know who's saying it's evil. It's evil. I didn't know if that was Shaggy or what.
Yeah. Like, Shag is kind of like... When Jay was fucking up and really falling off, Shag was still holding the throne. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's definitely the guy holding the flag.
But you know what Shag rhymes with?
Tag. Come on.
No.
That's not fresh. Come on.
Keys. All right.
Look.
All right.
All right, guys. So anyway,
Today I had it on deck.
All right,
sound.
I just want to know if you guys knew.
Yeah.
It's all I think about, honestly.
What? I almost said it. But nevertheless, let's move on.
Absolutely.
So Fright Night or Bite Night, I mean, that was cool.
Yeah, it was a good single.
What else is new in the Juggalo world?
Man, we're kind of quiet in the Juggalo world.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Somebody was asking if you'd met somebody. Il Al asked if you'd met Idea.
Oh, I have not met Idea. However,
I have. Yes.
Yeah, he had a conversation with him. Like, kicked it. Like, heard.
Tell us about
it.
How did that happen? How did that work?
I met him a couple times, but the one time I actually talked to him was actually here in Columbus, outside of
Scully's, wasn't it?
Scully's, yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing a show there?
I did not go to that show. I had to work like a dumb fuck, and I should have skipped that job.
Did you ever see him live?
No, I never saw Idea live. Mm. I love Idea. I think he's amazing, but no, I never saw him live. I never got that honor. That's one of my biggest regrets. That was like my, I didn't get to give him his flowers.
You know?
Yeah, but like, that was like one of my biggest regrets is in like life. Like, not kidding, top five biggest regrets is not like skipping work and going to that show. Cause, fuck. Mm. Yeah, man. Cause that was like one of the last times he came to Columbus too.
Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah. So it was like that. And then he died shortly after that. So it's like, that would have been my chance. And I didn't go over a job I didn't even keep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just bullshit, but c'est la vie.
Yeah. Word.
But I never got to see him. I got to see Christoph, which is basically the closest thing to Idea. Never saw Idea.
So you met him after the show or before the show, like just kind of hanging out?
All through the show. He was like in the crowd when opener, like he was in the crowd because he brought his openers, which were all his friends. And like he was in the crowd moshing and shit and just hanging out while they were all playing. And so we hung out with him all night, the whole show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was a phenomenal mind. He was like the Buddha of hip hop. Like I kind of put him on that level. Like, seriously, he was like just ahead of his time, ahead of the curve, I should say. Philosophical rap kind of. There were other rappers who touched on that. I mean, the fucking GZA, or you know what I mean, GZA back in the day would go off on a tangent. But still, like, I think Idea like really.
I was drinking when you. Said jizz went off somewhere.
Jizza from Wu-Tang. The Jizza.
Gotcha.
I know your ears perk up when you hear jizz, but it's because of Wu-Tang, guys. It's because of Wu-Tang.
Jizza.
Yeah,
GZA. It is interesting. He just stuck with that.
GZA, yeah, RZA and Jizza. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like they're fucking because they're both like black Muslims. So that's basically it's. Representative of their name, something's in Allah or something. Yeah.
Producer Nick, off camera. There you see. There's somebody. We really do have a producer, guys. Just we're not lying. We're not fronting.
Okay? Yeah.
Hey, hand him that back so he can see. See.
Yeah. There's an actual producer off camera, who is always watching us. And he owns the warehouse that we're in.
He gives us our
budget.
That
we do the show from. Yeah, he gives us our budget.
For that sign.
Yeah, which needs improved, by the way. Just saying, Producer Nick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, if you could, you know, toss us a few, couple, you know.
I bet people
out there.
I bet people don't believe you still. I bet people think there's like a stool over there and you're like putting stuff on the stool instead of interacting with our friend.
That would never happen.
Right. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we don't troll you guys.
Yeah, that would never
happen. We don't troll you. There's really someone over there. Okay.
By the way, Producer Nick actually, he reminded me about the show we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah.
On New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody did send me the flyer. Hold on.
Are you talking about the Twisted show?
Yeah.
I really want to go to that. Yeah.
Let me pull the flyer so we get. I can't remember all the guests.
I haven't got to look at it yet.
So,
isn't this the one that's going to be.
This looks so fun, guys.
Yeah. Oh, isn't this the one that's going to be at the King of Clubs?
Yes, it's Twisted. It's on New Year's Eve with at the King of Clubs. I'm sure. I mean, it says who all they're bringing on the flyer. That's why I brought this up. Let me see who it says. Hold on, wait a second.
Hold on, did Monoxide grow his hair? But yeah, who's coming?
Time out, guys. Hold on a minute. I know the last year that it was called the New Year's Evil. What's it called? The Queer Spew Bile.
Did they change the name? I mean, that's edgy.
That is pretty edgy.
Hold on a minute.
Why would they say, wait.
Time out, guys.
They put the Q word on there.
This isn't funny.
I mean, tell me my eyes aren't deceiving me, or is that the Q word?
Guys, this isn't funny, guys. Look at that. Hold on. Read this. With special needs, bye-bye, frog and lisp, bone cocks instead of boondocks, butt toss instead of buckshot. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? And then sperm fam instead of super time.
No.
Guy.
This isn't the right. I don't think this is the right flyer.
Did someone change Twist Tits? Is someone pranking us? Hold on. Go back to the bottom. Is this the concert that was at the Nowhere? Don't come here. I mean,
producer Nick, did you do this? What is this you're doing?
Who did
this? This fucker.
I don't know. Pussy? Who's pussy?
Yeah, producer Nick did send me this. He said, hey, pull this up.
Yeah.
And I said, okay.
Well,
all right. Well,
guys, I'm sorry, guys. We really didn't look into this. This isn't funny. Look, we're all about unity here, guys. So
I am outraged. Yeah, I know you can't tell, but I'm very pissed.
Yeah, I'm sorry because we're about unity, guys.
Pussy. They put pussy.
Pussy. That's not a good word.
Who even is that?
My girlfriend told me don't say that word.
My mom said you can only have so you can only eat so much
pussy. Your mom said that?
Yeah.
I love this concept. Like she's like, it almost sounds like she's saying it fussy too. Like, yeah,
damn it, Kyle, you can only eat so much pussy.
Like every time she would every always time like, she calls
she'd
you.
Always be, no, she when as I was growing up, she'd always be like, you've had enough pussy today.
Yeah. Like she'd call you and she'd be like, Kyle, I wanted to talk to you about the girls. And you're like, mom, I'm eating pussy. And she's like, damn it, Kyle, you can only eat so much pussy.
Yeah.
You're eating pussy every time I call. I'm tired of it. Talk to me about my granddaughters.
She ruined you for that word for the rest of your life.
Well, I mean, who you think taught me how to eat pussy?
Yeah. I mean, your mom?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a bonding moment there.
No, I mean, I didn't eat her pussy.
Get around that. No, except, I know.
Except when I was born, I did lick it. But that doesn't count. I was
on
small.
Your way out.
No, yeah. You can't help that. I mean, when you're coming out, no matter what, that's what you kind of have to think about. Like, that's what you have to think about on your way out. No matter what, your face is brushing against your mom's vagina. There's no way to avoid it, bro.
I licked it the whole way out.
There's no way to avoid it, bro. Your face is going, your mom. Rubbing that. Vagina coming out. There's no way around it, guys. We have all face fucked their mom's vaginas. There's no way.
All right.
And depending on how much.
That's what you get here at Deck One Dell.
Depending on the.
Are we recording this, producer Nick?
The pube situation down there?
Okay.
Hey, Nick, go ahead and bring up the real one. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, producer Nick.
All right. So he did find the real one. He apologized.
Yes. All right. Sorry, guys. So anyway, to the real. All right,
So it looks like Monoxide didn't actually grow his hair. Yeah. That's a relief.
Yeah, I know, because obviously, that was not a good look.
But what I am finding out is that while Pussy isn't going to be there,
Moppy
is. I don't care about them.
Who is Moppy?
I don't know. But do you remember how
is that the cleaning crew for afterwards?
Maybe.
Probably.
Moppy and Sweepy.
Okay. I think Insane E is a part of that group.
Oh man, we love you, Insane.
Well, one thing is Moppy or Pussy's not going to be there. But one thing I did realize, I mean, maybe you guys didn't realize this when looking at the fake one, but because the name was different, but Buckshot is actually going to be there.
Oh, I know. Okay. No, I knew that because I had seen the lineup. When I saw the fake flyer, I instantly knew, fuck off. This is not the real lineup.
How'd you know though?
Because I had seen the flyer before.
Wait, the real one? You saw the real one before
I saw the real one, but not only one time. So I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. I just kind of like read it over and was like, oh shit, cool. And that was it.
Hold on. Say his name.
When it came
again.
Up, it looked
say
just
his name.
Like Buckshot.
Yes. Praise be his name.
Praise be his name, man.
Father
the goat,
Buck.
The motherfucking goat. In Buck we trust. So
Buck
yeah, he's going to be there.
Life.
Yeah, SFFTG is going to be so there. Fresh. That's going to be a fucking dope one.
I will say Sperm Fam. I actually am a bigger fan of them.
Sperm Fam. Yeah, yeah. Sperm Fam. I bet you would be. But I'm more of a fan of Super Famous Fun Time guys. So I'm excited they're going to be here.
Yeah.
Boondocks. That's fucking. I don't give a shit.
He actually he's pretty cool in concert. He does a decent little show.
Yeah. I don't listen to Boondocks. I've never seen Boondocks. I have no interest in seeing Boondocks.
Yeah.
That'll be when I go outside to smoke a.
You know, I've seen them like 10 times, but I can't remember ever any of them.
Yeah, same.
I really can't.
Same. But yeah. The last time I saw him, I was actually like, all right. All right, Boondocks. All right, man.
Yeah.
Look okay. at you go, dude.
I don't have to go pee every time you come on. Okay. Maybe I'll wait for a minute.
I was like, all right, man. You're doing it.
I was excited about Bye Bye Frog and Lisp.
Bye yeah. Bye Frog and Lisp.
I wish they were actually coming, but.
Absolutely. Like, that's, yeah. But hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hey, what's up, all you guys? Oh, jeez, man. That's what's up, guys. Yo, Blazy, let's do a song for all these motherfuckers. Anyway, so yeah, that's a show coming up in Columbus.
Yeah,
as long as we can get.
I think I'm gonna go.
We're gonna really try. I'm gonna really try, but I've got a girlfriend, and you know how they are.
You just gotta smack her, man. That's it.
Yeah. By the way,
do not condone that.
I don't believe you about the girlfriend thing. You've been saying it here for a few weeks, but
she goes to another school.
Until I have proof, I'm just going to, I can't believe you, Chris.
People will believe that when they believe we have a real producer.
She goes, guys, we have a real producer. There's an actual
He's literally right there.
There's a person over there, guys. We're not, hold on, Derek. Hold on. Hand him these keys. See, how could we do this if he wasn't actually there? How could we do that if he wasn't actually there?
Exactly.
Exactly. Here, look, watch.
Look, he did. He's not.
That wasn't me. See? That was not me.
There's an actual person there, guys.
He didn't pick him up off the ground, did he?
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. How could he do that?
Keezy didn't train his cat to throw things.
Exactly. So obviously, there's a guy on the side. But anyway, he brought us fudge.
He did. He packed it himself.
Yeah, packed it. It tastes good. It tastes good for fresh pack. A little minty, a little chocolatey.
Oh, so, dude, don't eat like that in the microphone. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Get off of the mic like that.
How do I eat it?
Right, I'm turning
you down. That's like that ASMR Chris is coming back.
Yeah, exactly. It's ASMR Chris, guys.
All right. In that case, I'll accept it.
Oh man.
Well, moving on.
Oh yeah. Someone did send a video.
Oh shit, did they?
Yeah, yeah. They sent a video and they said you guys have to check this out.
It's one of
the biggest things going.
Is it idea related?
No, it's in the juggler world. Something have to do with the juggler world.
Okay.
Said it's the biggest thing going. Send it to me on Instagram.
Oh, so like an upcoming Juggalo group?
Of course I did not screen this. I did not look at this. I am just trusting whoever sent this to me. Is it this one?
Oh, hold on.
Yes, it's this one. And they said this. Okay, so what they told me is this is Jay training for the sixth.
Violent J is training for the sixth.
So
this is the footage? Shit.
Yeah, yeah. So this is supposed to be really cool.
You're gay.
I mean, I don't know if Jay's grown his hair out like monoxide, but that much.
You're gay.
He's right too.
Yeah, wow, dude.
They said, hey, I work at Psychopathic. I was behind our building, our warehouse. That's where Jay's training. I got a little video of him. He wanted me to. So that's what they.
Dude, he used to climb up to the hill and yell Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
This is what he does now.
Now he just runs. Now he just jukes a cone.
That's legit.
It says you're gay.
Legit as fuck.
Wow, dude. That's really. I mean, whatever works, I guess.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. You know, we gotta wake people up, man.
I guess, yeah. Dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, man, he's looking fit. He's looking good.
He is.
Absolutely,
dude.
Man.
Wow, that was great. All right. Well, do you want to get into the album?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the we are doing Idea E&A today. That is Derek's or sorry, Carver's Choice. I always do that. Everyone knows. But that was Carver's Choice. And it's a good choice. It's a good choice. Just
don't dox our families. Right, right. All right.
This was their second album together, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we want to paint a little picture of
this? Kind of, in case people don't know who Idea is.
I mean, we can go straight in the album if you want. But yeah, if you want to paint a little picture of this, yeah, I mean, this is Idea and Abilities. This is their second album, which I think was released in 2004.
Yeah, some around there.
You gotta think about this era of just hip-hop.
Yeah,
there was a
Mike Jones was very prevalent at this point. Well, Lil Jon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Idea might have featured on a couple of their songs. I don't know, I can't remember. Yeah. But there was definitely an underground renaissance, or there was a huge underground movement in hip hop going on during this time. Like it was massive. And it was because this was
when the fam era was really at its peak too. You know what I mean? I think.
Yeah. It was like when the fam era was really big.
In the juggalo world.
But, Idea was definitely at the forefront of this era of underground hip hop. He was just your rapper's rapper. He was the one that he worked with quite a few people at this time Aesop Rock, you know, Brother Ali, Atmosphere,
right?
LP from Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels. I mean, yeah.
He worked with a lot.
He was
of
also
people.
Cage's producer a lot of the time.
Yeah, and all of those people have great things to say about Idea.
Yeah, I mean,
and they talk that he, you know, when they talk about him in high regards, like he was. You know, he was the rapper that everybody looked at and was like, damn, I wish I could rap like him.
He won the Blaze battles.
Yeah.
He was an outrageous battler, but he had an ability when he freestyled to like almost zone out into a meditative state. And I mean, with his eyes open and everything, but he would start entering these like leaps of like philosophical, almost transcendental, like level shit where his lyrics would almost be like, scripture worthy.
Yeah, when he freestyled, it was the equivalent of like Jimi Hendrix going into a guitar solo.
Yeah,
it was absolutely right. Nuts. And then we actually had a episode on that Keezy and I did on this show called, I think it was Channeling, what'd we call it?
Violent J the Channeler.
Violent J the Channeler. We talked about like the concept of channeling things. You're just the pen, and you're channeling something, bringing it to fruition, but you're just the vessel for it. And I think I think Idea had that similar thing with freestyling.
Yeah,
he was a wizard at freestyling. What was his? I mean, without having to look it up on Wikipedia, do you guys happen to know like what was his history on like Blaze Battle? Like I only know I caught it on HBO when I was a kid and like a couple times, and like I know he won like a year of it, did they do multiple seasons or years of that, or
they might have, but I don't think so. I think that was just a one time thing.
Okay, and he just won the competition.
He just won that, and that right. was among a number of competitions he won that year.
Okay,
I mean he was traveling around to different competitions. That was the biggest one that was recorded.
So it just happened to be like, yeah. I mean, first of all, you gotta also
Scribble Jam. He was at that too.
Yeah,
this is probably what 98 or so, like
yeah, it's 90, late 90s, early 2000s,
something like that. Yeah.
There's like underground rap, like is so underground. Like
funny enough,
who's even freestyling at this point too?
Right.
Funny enough, I mean the Scribble Jams were huge. That was like was pretty much that set the bar for where people came from all around.
Yeah, in the underground hip hop world, freestyling has always been one of the four pillars. You know what I mean? Like it's always been very big, but at this point it was becoming more televised. You know what I mean? You were starting to see.
I think Blaze Battle was probably the first time like it had ever been on like.
Yeah,
for some of you just click on TV and watch that kind of
thing. For sure, yeah. People are real used to it now with like Wilding Out and shit like that. But back then, yeah, you didn't see freestyles
MTV
on TV.
Had a show on around that time called Lyricist Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I remember that shit.
They did a...
I do remember that.
They did like a freestyle thing at like the end and like throughout the show.
Okay.
But
was that like a cypher or a freestyle?
It was supposed to be a freestyle, but
really, you know, people would come in there with written verses.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now Snoop was on a. Check this out. Snoop was on a. He's famous for that show because like he put out one. He spit one of the best verses on that show.
No, dope.
And it seemed like freestyle from him.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So he had the Scribble Jam. He was rolling around the country, winning battles everywhere, and at the same time, so was his DJ.
So winning battles,
DJ battles.
What was it? So what? Like, I'm just curious. Like, do you happen to know? Like, you guys know a lot about him. I'm a little more in the dark. Like, you guys went on like a thing with Idea and like a whole experience while I was kind of like being married and having kids and shit. And but what I'm getting at is, you know, more about the history of it. What, why was he all like going around battling, traveling? Like, what was going on in his mind to where like that made sense as something to do?
He, he's a hip hop purist.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves the craft of hip hop. Truly, when you're talking about real hip hop, not rap, hip hop is much different. Hip hop is a whole culture, and it has like four pillars: b-boying or dancing, graffiti, DJing, and then MCing. Yep. And
now,
he
within MCing, freestyle is a pillar to that.
Exactly, like, right.
You have to be a dope freestyler. You have to be able to write. You have to be able to, you know, be a master of ceremonies, control the crowd. You have to be able to do all that shit.
Yeah, there's different tenets to all, even those pillars. But those four things are like really what created that culture of hip hop in the beginning. And Idea is a worshiper of the MC part of that. So he's a craftsman. He loved battling. To him, though, I think he even has a quote very similar to this where he says, basically, battling is just easy. You know what I mean? He says it's boring to me, basically, because it's so like it's low level shit. You know what I mean? It's easy to look at somebody and point out what's happening in front of you. He wanted to challenge himself and think like more ethereal. That's why when you watch him freestyle, like I said, he'll enter that zone where he'll say, you know, my mind can't find a way to intertwine my mind with the different string theories of it, you know, and he'll start going off on like fucking string theory in a freestyle. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, the thing about it was when he was winning battles around that late 90s period, years before that, when he was like 14, 15, he was battling.
Yeah.
So that was like almost the climax of his career in battling. Cause after that, he kind of stopped.
Yeah. I think he even says on this album, that he's been rapping since he was like 11 or 12. Mm.
Yeah. So he was murdering people at like 15 years old. Like, you know, cats that were like in their 30s, you know? So he just had a knack for it. And, you know, he just went
all in on it. He's like, I know I have this talent. I'm going to actually use it.
Yeah. So he just went out. But Rhymesayers was really affiliated with the Scribble Jam battles. So absolutely, that's kind of where he cut his teeth. And then after that, he's like, I'm going to go national with this. I'm just going to go everywhere with it.
And Abilities is just an amazing DJ.
Yeah. He's, what's his?
So
like,
that's like
what's
his story? One of the other pillars.
They both met at the same time. Idea and Abilities were best friends. They met, they grew up together, and they got into hip hop at the same time.
So they both grew up rapping and like as friends, like kids.
They literally got into it together. Almost like ICP did. They said, we're going to do hip hop, and they did it.
Okay. Because I'll say this, like, I never listened to this album ever in my life.
Yeah.
I had heard now.
Yeah, like they're both purists, but they're purists in their own respective, like, pillar. Like I said, there's four pillars they're covering, too, but each of them are masters of each one. Like, Abilities is a master DJ, and Idea is a master MC. You put them together, you get a master fucking rapper.
Yeah, Abilities, when I was listening to it, Idea's an amazing rapper, don't get me wrong, but Abilities' talent on this album is, like,
yeah,
fucking dope as fuck. I love
he flexes.
It.
And you got
it.
He gotta, flexes, yeah.
And the way that Abilities produces and puts his music together is almost like so you got to think, they're fans of rock. Like, they're fans of classic rock, and punk is a big thing that they're into.
Grunge
so
era, too.
A lot of grunge shit. So a lot of the music that they put together, there's solos in here. They're scratching solos. They conversate with scratching and rapping back and forth together. They would do that live.
The first song, like the reintroducing, is like a great example of it. Like, he it just comes out the gate. Like, it's like, I was wondering how he wrote it. Like, how do you write it with the scratch? You wrote it with the scratch in mind.
Yeah.
Like, you like, yeah, I'm going to ear it and blah, blah, blah. And you know, like, how do you even write
it? It's hard telling, man.
And then you tell Abilities, like, scratch that part though. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cause he'll do stuff like, when I walk in, I do not want you to forget. But if you want to bet, you better bet.
Yeah.
But if you were to rap it, but if you want to bet, you better.
Right.
Bet. So right. Yeah, I almost guarantee when he wrote that he did plan, like when they were talking, like
I'm hearing the scratches head,
and shit.
You know?
He's like, yeah, and then like he would just allow abilities to when he was mixing.
Yeah. And seeing them live, it's almost like you're watching, like they were the equivalent of like a great acoustic, like someone with an acoustic and a guitar and a singer, yeah. Just very stripped down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Not this big production, just somebody who knows how to play an instrument and somebody who knows how to sing. That's idea and abilities. They're just two, they, you know, they're a band, them together, they're a band. You got the guitar player and the singer.
They're, as far as like being just like minimal, but doing everything at the highest level, that's what they're doing.
They're taking the most basic stuff and bringing it to the highest possible level.
Even like this intro, like it's such the perfect intro. Like he's just like, bring it in, here I go. All right, here we go. Like, you know, it's just basic as fuck. Yeah. But
Awesome. And this album was fan service to Idea and Abilities fans because they had a lot of fans that were into the battle stuff. Yeah. So that's kind of what this album was like, okay, we're going to give them a battle record.
Okay.
The nation,
you know?
Oh, his scratching is amazing, man. Now, Ability still makes music. He just put an album out 2 years ago.
I wanted to ask that. That was in my notes. Yeah. So he said he put out an album. So is he's not someone's DJ now? He like does his own
DJ
shit?
Ability.
He's his own guy that puts out his own records, but he does DJ for people periodically.
So what are his albums? Like, is it albums DJs of just music and scratching?
Well, most DJs, they'll put out albums, it'll probably be like 14 songs, maybe 7 or 8 will just be like scratching and beats, and then they'll usually will have some rap friends that they're friends with come on,
okay,
and it's like a trade-off, so they'll say, yo, you come on my album, do a verse, I'll throw you a beat for your album for free.
Well, I want to hear like another album like this where he works with them like as like so well, but it's just like, you know, him with other rappers or whatever, you know. But I know part of the charm of, well, at least this album is what I can speak for, is their ability to like connect, you know, at a different level. I recognize that
very symbiotic kind of relationship with that.
But I'm curious how has Abilities done like an album like fully with somebody else like this?
I don't know if he's ever done another album fully with anybody. He's done tracks and he's been on other people's albums, but it's never been like an entire thing.
Okay. No, I think this is the only group. Oh man, this song's top five.
Funny story. You were the one. So Keezy was the one that. At this time, he had HBO.
Yeah.
So Keezy was like, man, and you know, we were getting into rap at this time real heavy, and Eminem was out and everything, and Keezy was like, man, there's this white rapper, this white kid battling on HBO, and I taped it. Yeah. Remember, you taped it.
Yeah.
So and this song is really dope. You taped the battles and stuff, and we were all like, man, he's so good. And you were like, yeah, here's one of his songs, and you played this song.
Yeah, so you mentioned this to me last week.
Yeah.
And when it goes for like...
And when it came to chopping, this was one of the main kind of things that inspired me.
Yeah. I will say this, like, before I get to that, but...
The world is all asleep, and I have no apologies.
This is almost... And this is almost his Eminem. What's Eminem's 8 Mile song?
Lose Yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is almost his version of Lose Yourself, but it's of course it's a more like it's a playful version, but it's him saying this is the time. This is now is the time.
Yeah. This song is like as dope as the song is, and I love it. I love how it sounds. It's unfortunate that I can't really even pay attention to what he's saying because he's rapping so fast. But like the rest of this album, he doesn't do this, which is interesting. Like this is the fastest he gets, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a flat. I think that this is just him saying, "Oh, double time? Yeah, I can do
it." Right off the bat, like here,
he's like, "I can do it." Yeah. So he gets it. He shows it. All right, let me get that out of the way, almost. Yeah. And then the rest of the album, he's like, "Now I'm going to go back to lyricism."
He was not worried about doing double time shit, but he could. And when he did it, it was amazing.
That's the thing. I think it was just to show you I can do.
But even though when he wasn't doing double time, the way he wrote and strung things together was wild.
Yeah,
here's some of that abilities scratching.
thing. Sick of the same old thing.
And to me, this is Identity Abilities was never pretty, sparkly rap. It was raw.
Yeah, yeah.
It was absolutely just raw, you know, lyricism and scratching and basic building blocks of the genre of hip hop.
You know, I mentioned to you guys I had a hard time like getting into this album this week. I mean, just to make it clear, I thoroughly royally enjoyed this album. Like from start to finish, I listened to it probably 15 times.
There's some incredible lyricism on here.
But let me just say this. Like, it took me a while to get into it because I had been listening to Fuck Outta Here all week.
Yeah, yeah.
And like his
style. And it was like such a shift.
And the style is so different. And that's what's tricky is like, and it, to get back to what Carver was saying about it being like raw hip hop, is that I think that's why it is. It's because this shit is just raw hip hop. There's not like their personalities are in it and everything, but their personalities are like, we're hip hop guys. Like they're not like,
No.
You know, their personalities aren't like, I'm a badass motherfucker, you know, like crazy psycho.
Yeah, it's not like wild. It's
our personalities are, we're kind of cool, crazy guys that just rap, you know. Yeah.
Well, it's more philosophical. It's the difference in, you know, do you want, if I were to say, hey, tonight, let's go to a show together, guys. Let's go to a show. Are you going to want to come with me to a Buddhist seminar? Or are you going to want to come to a boxing match?
Yeah. Sure.
You know what I mean?
I think it's
want to go to the boxing match. That's going to be a lot more entertaining. Now, don't get me wrong. The Buddhist seminar is going to be better for your mind.
This album doesn't seem that philosophical to me.
No, it's not. No, this isn't his biggest, but absolutely, there's some.
This
deep
whole
ass,
album just
Man versus Ape is deep as fuck. Glass is deep as fuck.
He's got some
Star Destroyer.
He's got some dope
is fucking,
lines,
even
like,
though that's like a battle
Star
song.
Star Destroyer is a
deep
battle song.
It's a battle, but it's a deep ass battle song.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking.
It's just a metaphor about like we're Star Destroyers. We're killing.
We're murdering rappers.
I'm saying this isn't philosophical from the perspective of myself, which. I have a hard time following like really philosophical rap and like I that's why I don't listen to like a lot of shit like that. Like I don't listen to a lot of like hip hop head rap and shit like that because I just have a hard time with it. I had zero hard time following anything going on this album.
So this album, like I said earlier, was fan service because their first album, Firstborn, was extremely philosophical.
Oh yeah, for sure. That one you would have been more like, what?
Yeah.
Extremely.
Man versus Fish night and day. All that shit. I mean, like some of the most incredible writing story songs I've ever heard was on that album.
Okay.
The problem was is it's very lo-fi.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
a lot of new age concepts on it too.
Yeah.
So you're saying this album's probably a little more accessible,
more commercial.
Yeah. This was like, let's give the fans the battle shit. Yeah. Let's give them the fun.
But this
stuff.
Album, I mean, it sounds like a classic. Like, I mean, I will say this a few of the songs in the middle like kind of blend together just because they're all pretty similar, but it's not due to lack of talent or anything. It's just because like it's just him rapping over dope beats, you know? Like there's not the subject matter isn't super specific or anything. But that's my only criticism. Like it's not even that. Like I enjoyed listening to the whole thing. I never skipped a song on this album the whole time I was listening to it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and this is another kind of like just I'm a B-boy, you know, mean abilities, we rap, we battle, we're better than you. That's kind of what this song is too.
Well, see, though, I kind of took this song as saying like yo, we're fans of the basics, of the roots. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
This is like a song giving respect to hip hop
and
the science of it. You know what I mean? Well, that's what I think it means by the title, even being kept. It's saying like, you know,
now to be clear,
the integrity is kept.
To be clear, song, you know? Firstborn, they rarely did that on that album because I don't think they had. They felt like they had to. But then you know, their second album, they're like, okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
B-boys, graph writers, everybody in that.
Yeah, so he just said DJs, B-boys, graph writers. And you know, he's the MC. So he didn't say MC because he is the MC, but he gave shouts to all the other pillars. X-Cal in the
house. Yeah, this is just a great lesson. This album's a great lesson in the basics of hip hop, lyricism, scratching, whatever. And at the same time, you're gonna get some great concepts like this song. This is a great. I love this song. I mean, it's one of my favorites on the album. The lyricism on this song is amazing.
I just love this because it's literally a song about being a working fucking stiff and like being tired and having to go to work every fucking day.
And that was another thing they were good at. they bragged about being the pinnacle of hip hop, but they were also
like normal dudes
that, and they rapped about normal shit.
Yeah. I'm an example of a candlelit life with electric relaxation,
brain trampled by devotion to remote control channel changing something. Yeah, you know, it's about going to fucking work every day and wanting to just come home and watch some fucking TV. But it seems we've been robbed. That's what happens when you trade in all your dreams for a job. And every day it gets less and less exciting. I would make a difference,
but I'm busy faking this instead of trying to change my shit from now. Yeah, I like the lines about he's talking about our generation was supposed to be the ones that made it or whatever.
Yeah, he says a lot of lines that are great about our the failure of generation.
Yeah,
and that's what
one of my favorite lines. I mean, it's on a different album of his, but one of my favorite lines is you know, he says, outnumbered by such a large amount, no wonder why we lost the battle. The counterculture can't count. That's the
reaction to an overdose of passion. Brainless, stagnant, ain't it magic? Yeah, I think my favorite line's in the second verse.
Yeah,
where kind of near the end of that verse, he starts going in a little bit.
Yeah,
but he said I think it was this song where he says 2-for-1 specials for shoulder devils.
2-for-1 specials for shoulder devils.
Basically, he's got a devil on both.
He's got a devil on both shoulders. Yeah, that's dope. What up, Sharif? What up to Anthony Purcelli? Purcell or is it Purcell? Bro, I'm trying to read from a long play. I'm like, my eyes are giving out, dog. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry, Anthony. I didn't mean to do that. Get your name wrong, Anthony. I'm sorry.
Oh, cool. You pulled the lyrics up. Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm on some not even knowing I'm Illuminatus. I love
it. Because after a while, there's never ending blame game of what's better could fraction your smile's mainframe
forever. It's so fun to be in love, so I've heard. Yeah, that's a dope thing.
Has no feeling, even though I understand the words. I used to try to make heaven right here on earth, but that'll only happen if you find someone else to do the work.
Shout out Solid Psycho. Sharif said we going to go see Clockwork E on the 18th. They're having their own little, like, it's their own little Clockwork E fest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would be down to go to that for sure.
Specials if you order some bar downtown.
I would be down to go to that.
There it is.
Yeah, two for one specials if you order shoulder devils, head swole, running out of petrol.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a Clockwork shirt right now.
Oh, that's
my Clockwork
tee.
And son. That's cool. It shows a little Homer. That's cool. Yeah, some great writing about like just a normal subject that we all feel. Keep in mind, Idea at a young age was very, very smart. He had a high IQ. He was an extremely smart person.
Yeah.
He was reading high-level books at a young age, and this is all documented and shit by his mom and stuff. And
oh, you met his mom too, didn't you?
I met his mom. Yeah, I met his mom and his grandpa.
Where'd you meet all them?
In Minnesota.
So you went to like the Rhymesayers gathering?
Yeah, I went to what the hell is it called? Sound set. Mm. I went to a couple sound sets, but I also went to his wake that Rhymesayers held after he died.
Oh, like for the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Rhymesayers held a wake at their big venue, which is called the First Avenue venue.
That's the shit.
And they had a wake there, and Aesop was there, a bunch of rappers were there, and yeah, it was great. And,
wow,
yeah,
cool.
Got to meet a lot of people there as well. The great women of the world adores you. Yeah, he touched and moved a lot of people, man, because he was such just. What she means is she prefers. People fed off his energy.
What were his demons?
He was an addict.
Yeah, he was an addict.
He was an addict. If I don't strip, I think heroin.
Yeah, gets the best of us.
It never got. It never got publicized, I think, what he was really on. But
yeah, it never got publicized. Could have been pills or
they said
heroin or whatever. But
they said it was a mixture, a cocktail of stuff. You know, he was drinking heavy. He was taking sleeping pills and shit.
There's a lot of bars that allude to stick the needle in the skin and that type of thing. Stick it, inject it in my veins. You know, he had a lot of alliteration on his last album to all of that. So 100%. That's why I think it's just heroin, just from like picking up on his lyrics.
And it was one of those things when he was younger, he was so smart, so energetic. He did so many things. He achieved so many things by the time he was 18 that when he got in his 20s, he had to slow it down. He had to slow his mind down and stuff. So he started doing drugs and shit.
So how old was he then? When was he born? So how old would he have been during this album?
I think he's a year old, 81 when he was born. So he was like, early 20s when this came out.
Okay. Sorry, Spotify did fuck up.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens, man.
But yeah, he was 18 when he was winning those battles.
Damn, man. He's so fucking young.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And he was reading books on philosophy.
Like a planet.
Just creating these amazing albums and shit at a really young age. And he was just extremely smart. And Just Chris actually slipped in an interview one year.
Yeah, I interviewed his mom.
Oh, cool.
When me and Wordplay, who's friends with everybody, when we had our we created a website called Gone Zombies, GoneZombies.com, and it was just like us like writing and shit. And one of the articles, I guess you say, that I wrote was an interview with his mom about his death and his impact in hip hop and shit like that. The website and everything on it got deleted, so it's gone. But yeah, it was awesome. It was a great interview, and it got a lot of attention kind of in that little circle of
hip-hop. She gave you the time of day. She gave everybody else too.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, she's the shit. Yeah, his mom, Kathy, is the shit.
One of the reasons why he was so smart and so like he was able to achieve all this because he had the complete support of his mom, who is also a very smart person.
Yeah, she's kind of like a hippie style mind. Like she's very caring, but always takes whatever time is needed to prolong her son's legacy. You know what I mean? She's proud of what he did. She's proud of the people that he touched and like the impact he made, even though it was all in the underground. It was a huge impact. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. If you walk up to anyone who's not in the underground scene and you say Idea, they're not going to know who the fuck you're talking about. It's kind of like Sean Price or, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like if you're not in New York hip hop and you ask somebody about Sean Price, they're not going to know who the
fuck
that
is. I've never heard of Sean Price.
Exactly. No one. And don't feel bad about that. I'd say 95% of people are like that. But if you love New York hip hop, you're like, oh, he's like one of the fucking greatest of all. He's probably the greatest MC that's ever lived. And then I think it's the same way for Idea in the underground world, you know, in the underground rap world. If you ask somebody about Idea, they'll say, oh, dude, he's a fucking venomous MC. Like, he's one of the best MCs that's ever lived. But if I ask 90% of people who Idea is, they're going to have no idea, pun intended, you know?
But he did create a pretty loyal fan base, just like ICP. I mean, there's a lot of parallels with what ICP were doing and what he did. They created a loyal fan base that was, like, within Rhymesayers.
Yeah.
It was, like, a loyal fan base even within Rhymesayers. That like just loved Idea and Abilities, you know.
I mean, no matter what, we're in this underground hip hop, underground kind of horrorcore hip hop world, you know. But I think as it all blends with underground hip hop in general, I think if you're doing underground hip hop and you're not trying to appeal to the masses, you're just doing your thing, you can appeal to a Juggalo crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he also...
Juggalos just want authenticity. I think that's the number one thing
chance
I noticed from Juggalos is Juggalos know when you're fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of... I even hear that complaint on sometimes we'll show shit. You know, like even when we showed Fuck Outta Here, a lot of people said, yo, on that one song, man, it just felt like he was fronting. Juggalos want authenticity. That's what they want from you. And if you're playing a character, they want, yo, you better have that character down pat and have that character be authentic. You know what I mean? They can tell when you're bullshit and when it's not natural for you.
That's one of the reasons why I had to get a break from that kind of shit with this, because ID and abilities aren't playing characters. Like, no. These are who they are in the moment. This is them. There's no gimmicks to this shit.
Yeah, they're just MCs, man.
It's just raw. It's a raw steak with some salt and pepper. You know, not a raw steak, but it's a steak with salt and pepper on it, not like a processed fucking fast food meal, you know?
I mean,
what'd you say in our group chat? You said something that's like sipping a fine Chardonnay, or you said some shit like that. So,
well, I do. They're like the local restaurant that the locals know about. That's like the best food in town, but it's like, you know, it's not a chain, it's not a franchise.
Yeah, driving by, you wouldn't even know it's a restaurant. Yeah. You have to know about it from somebody.
You have to go in and experience to realize, oh shit, this is like one of the best meals I've ever had.
Yeah, exactly. You know, oh god, it's cheap too. What the fuck?
That's right. That's who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some, like, music is obviously subjective, but I think when it comes to something like this, like, how could anyone listen to this and say anything bad about it, honestly?
Oh, I've definitely had hip-hop.
People can make fun of his corny fans. White guy voice, maybe. Well, like, that's about it.
I have a lot of people who say, nah, it's just too much. It's just too much for me. It's kind of the same thing as Aesop Rock. Like, some people will be like, it's too complex. There's just too much going on. I can't keep up real easy. I just don't like this shit.
I don't know. I mean, like, some people even like a song really like this, though, it's music. Slow. Like, it's like,
I know
it's
you
clear,
might think that, but
like,
for a lot of people, this is very complex. If you listen to his lyrics, you know, even though he's slow and shit, like,
you know what this song's about, right? This is this is a story song.
Yeah. I was trying to pay attention. It was hard to pay attention to.
It's basically about, it's called Bottle Dreams,
We've discovered the long-lost art of dying. Only the lonely resent angels for flying.
He was about to explain it. Oh, sorry. You interrupt him just to read.
I was just going to give the basic. He's finding, bottles are washing up to the shore with notes in them.
I see, okay.
And it's about a girl that is basically being raped. And she's writing notes and throwing them in bottles and throwing them out in the ocean and shit. And nobody was able to help her.
Rape? I didn't take the rape part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like raped. I just felt like when I listened to the song, she just had like a shitty existence, basically. Like, she was definitely
depressed, like, one
and
line.
Kind of like detached. I didn't pick up on that
one.
We could
go through it and look, maybe not, but I thought there was one line that pointed to the rape thing.
Look, so they sleep in bed with the guns to each other's heads.
Wait. Never mind. I'm thinking about the wrong song. This song is not that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't get that on.
Sorry. This is about a fucked up relationship.
Yeah.
So what song are you referring to?
Bottle Dreams. I might even be mixing up albums. Okay. Bottle Dreams might be off of Oliver Hart.
Yeah, okay. I think it is.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry. We won't make you look like a complete fucking retard.
Yeah. Bottle Dreams is off Oliver Hart.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure, like, we can edit out the part. Like, in post-production, we can cut out all this part where he looks like a total stupid ass that has no idea what he's talking about.
We'll cut out that part.
Okay, cool.
Well, Producer Nick can do it. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Producer Nick.
Nick, will you take care of that for us?
Thanks. Thank you, Producer Nick.
All right.
Our producer said he will do it.
He doesn't move his head a lot, but like, you can kind of tell when he twitches certain ways.
Definitely they can see, like, you did set up. I know we can't see the camera live or anything, but you did set it up to where we're catching him on camera, right?
Yeah, but it was here. Let me see.
Weren't able to check it.
It's not working.
Shit.
Okay. Oh, he did that. I got it.
We don't have his cam working. All right. Well.
Hey Nick, what's up? Hey.
Oh. Hey, can we get your? Yeah, we can't get his cam working, but he is over there, guys. He's our homie, and he's the whole reason this show exists. Without it, we couldn't fund the show.
Thank you, Nick.
We couldn't get all the this awesome equipment. We wouldn't be able to go on our trips.
We wouldn't have our new studio.
We wouldn't have our new studio, which is not a cheap building. It's in the heart of Columbus. 13th floor. It's a nice area. So, yeah,
we got a great view. We might show it to you one day.
All of our cars are thanks to.
I got a camera that goes outside. Let me turn that on.
Come on, Keith.
Sorry, I Nick, get that shit working.
We gotta get this shit working,
Nick,
dude.
All right, we're sitting here bragging about all our technology and like,
and then none of it works.
He makes us look like total asses. Now I'll have to erase all this shit from the file.
But it, seriously, you know, none of this would happen without producer Nick.
He's strategic. He's got a plan.
Yeah. So we do appreciate.
He's gonna take care of it.
We do appreciate it, man. Thank you for being here. The show would not be the same without you here. But anyway,
this great song. This is about a bad relationship. Most people have been in them. So yes. Very relatable song.
Absolutely.
Poetic. It's almost a poetic song about a bad relationship.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it is a pretty song.
It's a pretty song, man.
Wow, DJ Slug said fire, Nick. Unfucking real. I would never.
DJ Slug, this...
It's actually the opposite. He could fire us.
He could fire us. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's the only reason that we're able to do this. Like... He asked me last week, he was like, what do you want to keep, what do you want this week? Because he buys us one thing a week. I was like, I want a Clockwork E-shirt. And he was like, okay. And that was my payment for being on the show last week. This week, I'm going to get a back massage. I kind of have a sore back, so he's going to give me a back massage.
That's good. I didn't know you could ask for that.
Oh, yeah. He was actually paying me to do that.
Oh,
to
really?
Give you the back.
Okay. So, I'm cool with that.
Wait, so when he was face down, you actually gave him
the
back massage?
Wait. The thing you're paying me to do to him after the show, was that something that you were supposed to do originally too? Oh, come on, man. See, I told you I hate putting lotion on my hands. I hate that feeling. It's so, like, kind of slimy.
Yeah.
I just don't like
but
it.
But I need your strong hands.
I know.
Because, you know, like a girl's hand doesn't work for me.
No, I understand.
That's why I couldn't give him massages anymore.
No. Yeah. No, we're talking about reupholstering his couch.
Oh.
Yeah. He's saying we have to get the upholstery onto its couch.
Because it's a high fiber couch.
That's the thing I'm going to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to have strong hands for that. But yeah, a lot of fibers.
All right.
You know, fiber, it makes you shit.
Fiber does make you shit.
Hey.
I know that because I have to eat
my
fair
shit.
Share of
it
just, fiber.
It firms up your shit.
Yeah, it helps you not. It helps. Yeah,
as long as you, you also have to drink enough water, because if you eat a lot of fiber and you don't drink enough water, it just creates a fucking
brick.
Cork.
Yeah,
like a bread
true.
Cork in
that's
your butthole.
Has that ever Nick, has that ever happened to you?
Have you ever had a bread cork in your butthole?
And then when you finally are able to poop after that, it's like
he said no. He said he has not had a bread cork in his butthole. Although that's probably because he's rich and he can afford to eat rich people food. I eat garbage.
This song's dope too, by the way. Like the way he raps and shit. Dope.
Yeah, this is a sick ass song.
Oh, I think Nick has something to show us. Producer Nick brought something up.
Producer Nick.
Let me pull it up here.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Producer Nick.
Oh, let me make it bigger. Oh shit. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make it bigger. There we go.
Kind of want to see this.
So, Producer Nick, what is it about this?
Oh shit! Look at that. Poop so, like a champion.
Ultra fiber. See, now non-GMO. The thing was, I wanted to eat this, but I don't like ingesting genetically modified organics or organisms or whatever. So for me, that was a big no. But now that it's non-GMO.
Wait, I thought this was fake, but this actually looks real.
No, dude, this is real. This is 100% real.
Why do they have to call it poop like a champion, though? That's a crazy, ridiculous
you
name.
Can't,
for
you no, wait, no,
you
no,
don't
no,
want
no,
to poop
no.
too much because then you'll get a.
Let me ask you a question. Keezy. Do you want to poop like a loser?
No.
No. I know you want to poop like a champion because you have bidets. And bidets are letting the world know, look, I care about my butthole. I want to have a good poop. I'm not wiping with paper like a fucking caveman.
I've preached to the kids about bidets multiple times.
Dude, bidets are the way. Bidets are the fucking
and
way,
bro. And they will not use it. And I'll say, you know what I tell them? I say, you know what? Keep having dirty buttholes then.
Well, here's the way that you have to look at it. Look, if I walk into your kitchen, right, and I pull my pants down and I take a shit on your kitchen floor, how you gonna clean it up? Are you gonna grab a paper towel or are you gonna grab a rag? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you want a little bit of water, right? Maybe you're gonna mop or use a rag or something like that. You might use tissue to remove the big clump or whatever, but to get that shit that's all on it, you're not gonna wipe it with a fucking dry paper towel, bro. That's fucking grody.
So you're gonna spray it with a single stream of cold water.
Yeah, stream or what? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, like, if you had a pressure washer and could pressure and like a drain and could pressure wash shit off of your kitchen floor, I guarantee
that
you
is
would.
That's how
bro.
You would do it.
Yeah, you would do it. But
so, yeah,
Pressure washer asshole.
And you have like your little bowl underneath to capture all your dookie flakes.
Is this something you'll actually chime in on?
I actually don't. I'll say this though. I don't use either paper or the bodega. What is it called? Bidet.
The bodega.
I don't use it.
I don't use the bodega. Yeah, but bird bath. Yeah, we can call it the bird bath. You don't use the.
I do it the drag your ass behind dog style method.
Yeah, you don't use the turter squirter.
No turter squirter.
Okay.
Or pooper blooper.
Yeah, you don't use that. Okay. Well, if you don't use the turter squirter, which I absolutely do, I have a bidet, and it's a game changer. And sometimes
we need a fart box puncher because they have to add one to the bodega. Something that could punch your fart box in, because what about the balloon knots?
That is true, dude. They should have like a little sponge that can like a little punching, like a fist on a stick that just comes out and like
kind of like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot arm, but like it would just come up and be like
that you could control.
It has to rotate like this too.
And they need to put joysticks on the left and right. Like you, you go.
Well, what they should have is like it's almost like a small toilet brush that just like kind of, but it's in the shape of a cone that just kind of goes up in your butt and spins. Yeah. Like, and then like another one can come and like.
I don't like that one. So you're talking about like an egg beater in your butthole?
Yeah, but it's more like a drill bit.
I don't want the drill bit egg beater today. Let me get the. I'll take the drill. We'll just drink more water.
It'll help. Like just twist a pipe cleaner almost.
If you're not pooping, if you're having trouble pooping, guys, drink more water. It'll help. I'm telling you, that's the key. The key.
What is it with you
poops,
and water?
You got to drink water. I know I drink a lot of soda on the show, guys, but when I got to shit, I drink water, and that's my cosign. Nick, what the fuck? Whoa, we can't show this on the show, bro.
Producer Nick knows.
What in the fuck?
Producer Nick, what are you watching? No.
So when I said when I said punch the fart box, he legit brought that up.
That's not what we meant, Nick.
We are seeing some fucking
Jesus Christ.
That's cursed, bro. Please turn it off, please.
No, I'm hitting back. You're a sick fuck.
This is what happens.
Jesus Christ, producer Nick. Jesus Christ.
Awesome, yes,
I'm so happy that the people who are watching the show couldn't see that. Look, because that's some shit that makes you never watch the show again.
Do we want to explain to the people who can't see?
It was just people getting fisted.
It was just people's buttholes getting fisted.
I want to comment on that song, though. I like when he's like, die, dirty hippie, commie, Jew, Muslim, scum, hippie, whatever. I like that verse.
That
reminds me of shit I would write.
That's Man versus.
He's
eight.
Making fun of you, kind of.
What?
That song.
What?
Yeah. That what? Song is making fun of uber masculine.
What?
It's making fun of animalism.
I choose to ignore that.
It's called It's called Man vs. Ape, and it's basically a metaphor for a song about Man vs. Ape, about how we are still ape-minded. Yeah.
I just like that he hates Jews. So
I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm bigger, better than you.
All I hear from ideas, I hate Jews, and I'm like, fuck yeah, idea, I'm with you. Who doesn't?
Yeah, man.
Ouch.
So fresh.
Hi, Tim. In the chat, welcome to the room. And we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Wait, did you think I said Jews? I said juice.
Like the movie with Tupac.
That's what Idea is talking about, right?
Yes, this is a song about the movie with Tupac.
Producer Nick just slipped me a note, so we cannot say the J word on
YouTube. I said juice.
Why?
I don't care. Juice, whatever. We can't say it.
Professor Nick, can I?
No, J word.
All right.
Can I say
whatever?
I was gonna say.
Don't please. He already gave you permission to use your favorite. You are not allowed to use any other ones. That's what we said. You're not allowed to use.
The funniest thing I could have said right there would have been the N word.
Get off camera. No, do not, dude. Then I have to punch you on camera. I have no option in that scenario. I have to punch you to save my pride.
Everyone, I love you.
Don't make me do
it. It was in here. The funniest thing you could have said, it was in here. And I could have said it. All right.
Oh my God.
So I'll just say retard instead.
Okay, that's fair. He told us, remember in our meeting, he said, I'll allow you to say that once every three shows. So you're allowed to use that one.
True.
And then he said your fave you can use whenever you want. But, you know, I don't use it. But hey, whatever. It's up to you, man.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
It's whatever, you know. I know it's all the...
whatever fucks your pussy, man.
Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna start
whatever boat.
I'm gonna say
butthole.
That at work, like when to my coworkers, whatever fucked your pussy.
They won't know what to think about that. Like, wait,
yeah. Be like, what?
You saying I have a pussy?
Excuse me, what the hell?
But that's good. If I had a pussy, I would want it to be fucked. That is true.
You can't say it to the female coworkers. Whatever sucks your dick. Maybe yeah. We could say that. You know,
you can whatever sucks your dick.
Yeah. Oh, here's a great abilities
excuse
solo.
Me?
This is him flexing his.
Oh
skills.
Yeah, I love this shit. I like my
Bring
favorite
on you stupid.
One of my favorite parts of this one of my favorite parts of this whole album, I can't remember what song it is where Idea's talking to him. He's like, "Hey, abilities," like, yeah. He's like, "Show him what we do." He's like, "Well, what we're
explain."
Yeah. It reminds me of when Bumblebee talks in Transformers.
Yeah. And that was kind of his character.
I love it. That's so cool, man. He's like a robot.
Abilities does that throughout all their albums.
It's awesome. That's really dope. The scratching, like, you never hear people scratch like this.
What? Right.
What? Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you eating an apple?
Do you remember what happened?
What's the rule? What's the fucking rule?
Do you remember what happened last time?
What's the rule? Real juggalos don't eat apples.
Oh, man.
Did we got to show you the PSA?
Come on, man. You know better than that, dude. You know better.
It doesn't say it.
Did you even check it?
Did you check?
It's clean. It doesn't say it.
It doesn't always say it.
It will say it, though.
It doesn't always. Yeah, later on, once it's rotted. Once the toxins have set in.
Once the poison works, it forms onto the apple.
Everyone knows. Know. That's what Twisted does. They put a hex on the apple, and then when you eat a juggalo.
Lex the Hex Master does it.
I don't know.
Yes, Lex the Hex Master puts an apple hex on it, and we all know that if you eat it and you're a juggalo, you die.
Right.
But if you're a fanboy, you'll survive it.
Okay. Well, he didn't swallow it, so it's all right.
Yeah, spit it out.
Jesus.
Dude, you got to be careful. Man.
You're not a fanboy. I know you want to be, but you're not a fanboy.
I will say
Derek.
This. I have a different theory. I think the Juff poisoned the apple.
You think that the Juff poisoned the apple?
I think the Juff did. I think the Juff's a murderer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That. I think that the Juff in the video, who people keep saying that I look like him. Do you guys think so?
There's a striking resemblance.
I don't know. I think we do kind of look similar, but I don't know. I just see a lot of differences.
He did look like a piece of shit.
I mean, a little bit. And he was fat and he had tattoos and a bald spot. But he wasn't wearing the shirt.
He was,
you know,
really
what I mean?
Annoying.
When I was watching him, I was like, I don't have that shirt.
I will say the moment.
So it's obviously not me if it's not a shirt that you've seen me wear.
I'll say the moment I saw that video and I saw his face, I did think, man, I hope I never have to fucking get near this person.
When I saw that video.
And that's similar to you.
I truly, really did want violence to be inflicted. And I was really, you know, depressed when it didn't happen.
Yeah,
of course. I understand. Of course. I kind of felt the same way.
Did I want him to die a horrible death? Yes.
Yes.
did it happen? No. Am I very disappointed? Yes.
Absolutely.
But, you know, life.
Sometimes the videos,
as a reminder.
Sometimes videos don't end the way you want them to, guys.
Oh, great.
That's what we've learned.
Great battle song right here, by the way.
We just need to write better.
That's the E&A theme.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I love E&A, I almost said E&A. I love Idea's like energy. Oh, I like that part. He's like the method, the move, but the
muscle.
I like it.
Muscle, the method.
Yeah, I like that part. And like the way the beat it drops out, shit. But I hear, I do hear a lot of you. Well, you specifically, Carver. When I hear Idea, like I could tell, like you've been influenced.
Influenced, for sure.
But it's good. I mean, I've.
Oh yeah,
I could pick that out.
He was a huge influence on wordplay, energy, and all kinds of different shit.
Kind of like you listen to old Sly, and I hear wordplay in there. You know,
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, for real, Cage and wordplay.
Yeah,
Cage, Kendall's, and wordplay. I'd say that's my two. As far as my rap, yeah, for sure, that's my two biggest influences.
But
New York shit. Sorry, Sharif, you're gonna fucking hate me.
I think a lot of what it reminded me of you, especially like more of your not the stuff we did back in the day as much, but more of the things you've done since then. Like I feel like you put a lot more like energy and emphasis and like and I feel like that's what he does a lot, you know. And I feel like that maybe that's what I'm picking up on.
Hell yeah.
I try to be.
I like it.
But yeah, man, it's.
It influences me. Like
he's
when
great,
I
went, yeah, he's a great teacher.
All week as I listened to this, like it made me like think like, man, I should do better at that, you know?
Yeah, he's Venom. He's amazing with bars for sure.
Trying to not say venomous.
Yeah, exactly. I hate saying it. It's such a cliche thing to say. It's like saying he's got bars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so cliche. Think of something better to say. Oh man, he got bars.
I find myself randomly I will find that I do keep oversaying a word, and once I recognize it, or if somebody points it out, especially, I'm like, well, time to fucking work on that. And I literally make myself stop saying it. Just like you just did. I have to catch myself and do this mentally.
Right.
Of course. But not like when we don't know something about Uncle Buck.
If you don't know something about Buck, we have a rule.
We
now.
Chastise ourselves.
We have a rule. Yeah. You have to punish yourself for it somehow.
What was that, Carve?
Oh, I was just reading the chat. It says, Just Chris reminds me of Idea when he freestyles. Like, yeah, I think you were influenced definitely by a little bit by Idea freestyling, right?
I wouldn't say influenced.
You were battling before.
Everybody freestyles. Like, I think everybody's just, like, you just do what you do.
Battle-wise.
You just let it come out.
Battle-wise, you were definitely, I think, battling before you even listened to
Idea. Is definitely somebody I've watched, but I don't think I've ever been influenced per se. I would just say that because I don't know if you can really be influenced when it comes to freestyling.
I think just you
know what I'm saying?
I think you and Idea had the basics of freestyle down, and they're just similar because the basics are similar.
I'm honored. Look, trust, I'm honored when anyone says that. I don't think that I'm even close to Idea's level with freestyling, battling and shit. I do have fun with battling, and I'm very confident that I'm good. I have no reservations about that. I've got a plaque to prove it, along with a lot of I won a lot of them when I was young that weren't in Juggalo world. But anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. I was looking at that fudge. just keep in a gutter.
You got distracted by fudge.
Yeah, bro.
Cut me a piece of that.
Producer Nick brought this fucking fudge over, right? This shit is like chocolate mint, homie.
He packed it himself.
It is the consistency of like God's shit. I don't know. It's
really
beautiful, bro.
Thanks, Nick.
One side's baby diarrhea green. The other side is shit brown.
We're talking.
Nick would always bring the snacks, man. Like he introduced me to seaweed snacks.
Like, look at this. Look at this delicious shit, bro. It looks like fucking like Hubba Bubba gum.
Nick brought us a durian one time.
I looked down and saw that shit.
Nick brought us a durian one time. Have you ever had a durian?
All right, so good.
Durian?
Oh, durian
What
fruit?
Flavor of Dorito is that?
It's a Doritos flavored fruit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I have had durian fruit.
It tastes like shit.
You think it tastes like shit?
Yeah, it smells like shit.
It smells like shit. I don't think it tastes like shit.
I didn't like how it tasted either.
I don't think it tastes like shit.
I think Nick ended
it
up
It smells fucking horrible. But at our produce department, they broke one open.
Really?
And let people try it. If you walked into the back room, it smelled horrific. But if you took yours, put it in a tray, and walked off into your department and ate it, it was pretty fucking good. It was kind of like a very mild, tropical fruit.
I thought it smelled like a diseased cat, but it tasted like old yogurt.
It tasted like old yogurt.
Is it yogurt old?
As old
already?
Yeah, older yogurt.
Older yogurt. Okay.
Old yogurt.
Well, producer Nick does know about produce.
Yes, he does, because he is a producer.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like whenever you're playing cards, and we'll be like, "Hey, should jokers be wild?" Producer Nick is like, "No, twos," because he's a producer. He's produces. Yeah, so he's produces.
He's not a huge fan of taking a piss,
but he's produce.
But he's producing. Yeah, he's producing.
I don't see what you did there.
If you're shitting in his bathroom, he's cool with that. He's like, "No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm producing."
You know? The minute you piss,
but yeah,
don't you fucking dare piss.
If you're gonna pee, take her to the gas station. You fucking animal.
Yeah, dude. You don't fuck around.
That shit splashes up. your butt creates a sill from your poop. You fucking flush when you're peeing. That shit's splashing everywhere. Get the fuck out of my house. I let you talk to my children.
One thing I thought he did, but he didn't. I was just mistaken because it kind of sounds similar. I thought he was really a professional at cleaning out pussies.
like a producer, but
right.
Yeah. But I heard it. I misheard that.
It's kind of like masturbator being a professional at fishing or what. Yeah. Right. I producer.
I thought that's what he was.
True. Yeah.
But then I heard him again and he said producer. I said, oh. And then we laughed.
Love this song right here. Pulp the lyrics of this one.
Oh, sure.
Glass.
Is this the final song?
Yeah.
This song rules.
We can go into what the meaning of the song is.
Okay.
I mean, I think the title kind of says it.
This shit is amazing. This is like one of the deepest songs on the album. This is like some Firstborn shit here.
Yeah, yeah. I think
this is Vanity Backfire.
To me, this is more the last album.
By the Throat. By the Throat, yeah.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah, the lines are just, they're very like metaphoric and they're very clever, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a build-up. This song just continuously builds upon itself and then just goes into like this explosive ending.
When he comes back in, though, on this verse, this is one of the dopest come-ins I've ever heard ever in any song.
Oh, charity,
it's right here,
clarity,
where he's like, look. What don't kill me will just make me crazier. I'm so filthy. Sorry you had to see me like this. I sold you a lie that showed
through
your
eyes. That shit is so tight, man. What don't kill me will just make me crazier.
Yeah, that shit is nasty. Hide behind. It's only time before your secrets become weakened headlines.
King my own man. He's like,
how do we between the cracks?
He's got a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I feel his pain in this song. Yep.
This is what he became at the end of his career. It was all this type of shit.
Yeah.
It was just dark
pessimistic.
Pain.
Yeah. I would say pessimistic.
Which was kind of.
He raps a lot about like mirrors and break like glass and shit specifically.
Well, yeah, in this song, like,
this is all about like ego shattering and, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got to think like, yeah, windows you can see through, but you're seeing a different world through that mirror. And mirrors, obviously, you're seeing yourself. That's reflections. So it's a world of shit you can see through and a world of shit that reminds you of yourself.
See through my anxieties and insecurities. Rip out my insides. Put them on display. And I mean, he's talking about, you know, becoming vulnerable, tearing down the ego, showing his pain.
Here he comes. When he comes back here, he comes back in with that that speed shit again. Yeah. But this one follows that
It follows the scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he starts just literally
the drum line.
He starts rapping with DJ Ability scratching.
Imperfections.
Close your eyes if we can.
He does an insane fucking series. Yeah,
we'll turn it up a little bit.
Right with that scratch too.
Anonymous, I mean.
Broken mirrors don't bring bad luck. They cherish image. How do I look? It ain't gonna be me. If you reveal me, she won't, he won't. I gotta do that. Anybody lie?
Yeah, this is like I would consider this almost like the title track, even though it's not the title track. This is the most
That's
probably DNA song on the album.
Yeah. Such a great ending right there, dude.
Who's the guitar on this? Is that Abilities? Can he play guitar?
I don't know, but he sampled it.
It was probably a sample. Yeah. DJs are mostly comfortable in their samples.
Yeah.
Especially when they find something really dope that's from like an underground record that isn't very known. Because then it's like a secret weapon. You know what I mean? They're like, fuck. They've discovered something nobody really knows about that they can now throw into a beat.
Another thing we didn't really go into is like the performance side of what ENA did was nuts too. Like Idea was a punk, like he had the energy of a punk rocker. Like when he performed, he put fucking everything into it. Everything. He would lay on the fucking stage and, you know, I mean, it was the equivalent of seeing someone from like the 60s on like drugs fucking
doing their thing. Like, he just put so much shit into it. And there was at times where it was sloppy and he wasn't even rapping. Yeah. He was literally just like hunched over fucking screaming. And he would do weird, crazy shit like that. Yeah. Like he was a very, very crazy performer.
He just like did like whatever the muse told him to do.
Yeah. It was, so he was that's what you would see when he would perform. So it was always different too. Every time you saw him.
Kind of like what happened. Kind of like Isham. He's similar.
Yeah. It would be different. It would be different. Like in his early stages, he was really on point when he was younger, super on point and just sharp.
Yeah.
And then as he went on, he just let it turn into this like, you know, just punk rock kind of energy. But
he was the shit, man.
It was always different, and it was never boring. Mm. That his performances were not boring whatsoever.
Is there a lot of performances to watch on YouTube?
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
I've never.
You gotta think he died in 2010, so it was before like everybody had smartphones.
Mm.
So you're only getting like what you know. Certain people recording and shit like that. But
what do you think? You know, had he overcome his addiction, like what do you think we would have ended up with today?
Oh, he was going in a completely different, he didn't even want to do rap anymore. Mm. He was trying to go to like rock and like he was started to play guitar and shit like that. So I think he would have left hip hop, period.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would have kept dabbling. That was his roots, you know?
Yeah.
He's definitely not the kind of artist who was going to just sit on hip hop and chill. He's going to try other avenues, but that's his home. You know what I mean? That's where he rules the roost, so to speak. So I think he's always going to come back.
By the Throat was.
Yeah.
In between this record and By the Throat, there was like a 10-year period where they didn't do, ID and Abilities didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And all Idea did was go out and experiment and do different types of shit, completely leaving hip hop behind and exploring different genres. Now, Face Candy is one thing I would say, if you're really interested, deep dive into that album, because that album is insane. It's the best freestyle album I've ever fucking heard.
I mean, they go nuts.
Yeah. Some of the best freestyles you'll ever hear is on that album.
Yep.
The whole album is freestyling?
It's a jazz freestyle album. So it's two jazz musicians, a bass player and a drummer. And then it's a jamming. All off the top.
I'm sure that they rehearse with each other and kind of get down these melodies and shit. But I mean, honestly, no, it might just be straight grooving. Might just have chemistry.
They literally just that's famous because Christoph even said that. He was like, dude, Idea was like, I want to do this this thing called Face Candy. Meet me here. And they would literally just meet at shows and like go.
That's lit, bro.
Did not rehearse anything.
That's tight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
Idea was famous for that, is he would get an idea and he would make it happen like immediately. And people would, you were either on it or you weren't.
It sounded like he was just very experimental.
Yeah.
Like he was full of ideas.
Weird.
Yeah, check out Face Candy, that first album, amazing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, so next week are we doing another dealer's choice?
Okay, and you want to pick one?
Yeah, I'll pick one.
Do we want to keep going or do we want to go? I mean,
I'll pick one. I already know what I want to pick.
Well, I mean, for all I care, we could always do dealer's choice. I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, I know, but we don't want to do it too long. I mean, let's get back to our roots. I'll juggalode them, but let's roll it for three. Show,
I'd say,
you know,
if you're doing a dealer's
let's
choice,
introduce some shit.
Let's do it unless something pops up in between.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
If something pops up, we'll do that. But
yeah. Juggalos.
If juggalos have suggestions for something that we should do or whatever, that's fine.
As long as it's good.
We'll do.
Damn, I want to eat this apple so bad.
I mean, how about this? Just don't do it on my property.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say because
I would genuinely think less of you, and I don't want to have anything to do with
that. Chris, can you lay down so I can stand on you and eat this?
Look, I don't have a problem.
It's not on your property.
I'm not discriminatory.
Standing on Chris.
I don't have a problem with people being fake juggalos. I don't have a problem with juggalos. So if you want to eat the apple, go for it, bro. Because real juggalos don't eat apples.
That's true. I know, but I just don't want to die either.
But it's up
either.
To you. It's up to you. You might not die. It's not like, look, Twisted aren't magic like demons. They, I know that.
that's literally what their gimmick was. No.
It literally is. Yeah.
All right. So Twisted are magic demons. All right. So
they're on Magic Ninja Entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck. I didn't think about the fact. All right. Yeah, you're probably going to die from eating that apple. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You should have eaten producer Nick's fudge, and then you wouldn't be dying.
One thing I'll say, whether you die or not,
I'm not your servant.
Whether you die or not, I'll know, and we'll all know that you're not a juggalo. So
That's fine.
Can you still do a juggalo podcast? Yes. I mean,
if I'm not a juggalo, I'm still going to do a juggalo podcast. And I'm still going to go to the gathering.
There's plenty of juffalos out there making juggalo shows, like DC Fago guy.
Ooh, you better watch your fucking mouth, motherfucker.
Just kidding, you know.
Watch your fucking mouth.
You know I kid.
No, I know. I'm just fine.
All right.
But, yeah.
All right, man. That's it. We did it. Next week, we'll see.
We did it. I already know what I'm picking.
Do you? Are you going to tell everybody, or are you going to keep a secret?
I could. I can tell everybody. I'll promote it, bro.
Really?
I'm proud of this. It's juggalo friendly, I think.
Wow, really?
I think so.
What?
Cage Kennels, Movies for the Blind.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick Cage, Movies for the Blind.
I've never listened to that.
Yeah, see, that's
I think
what I'm saying,
Carver
man.
Played a little bit for me when we went to the gathering.
I think it's very juggalo friendly, and I'm picking it because it was the first album that got me kind of out of the juggalo world into the hip hop world.
Are you okay, dude? Wait.
Are you all right? Whoa.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah,
probably for the best.
Spit it out. Don't push
probably
it.
Probably for the best.
Don't push it, bro.
Probably for the best. I told you. I told
did,
you to
did
wait.
Did you taste some Twisted?
Go ahead, I'm good. There was I think there's a pube in it.
Was there? Did you eat a GMO seed?
GMO.
But there was GMO skeet in it.
Did you bite into an Apple Zool Aloo, did you?
I didn't. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. There's definitely a pube in there. Could have been Madrox. I don't know.
It might be. See. If in 5 minutes you start going, hello guys, I have to go now. We know whose pube it was.
I believe.
It's like that's how Magic Ninja gets you. They put a curse on one of their pubes and then put it in the apples.
Cool.
So when you bite, you get one of their ailments.
Wow.
So
that's
like,
how they do it.
So like either your voice, you start coughing and you get like emphysema, or
your voice gets really high and you start talking like this,
or you start. Talking like, hello, my baby, hello. Or,
so their magic demon energy comes specifically from their pubes.
From their pubes.
Jesus Christ, I did not know that.
Yeah, and the way that they spread the curse is they put the pubes inside of apples and get juggalos to eat the apples.
Wow, dude, you're spreading some real lore right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, this shit is not speculation. This is factual canon lore.
But the Juff knew this, and that's why he's a murderer, because he planted that apple.
I can't believe this goes so deep.
This is deep. Yeah,
we're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. One day.
This is some Illuminati shit.
I mean, it is. I feel like
it's gonna get deep.
I feel like Jay might know how to get to the bottom of this, if you know what I mean.
Violent J.
I think Jay could figure this out.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but Violent J is 100%.
He's got a power. He's got a special power. He's given a power when he does a certain thing.
I've heard that when he's not doing ICP, he's pretty much an Avenger.
How?
Yeah.
Like, he's like a superhero, bro. He fucking solves crimes and has like superpowers and shit.
For real?
But I'm not joking, bro.
So wait, some of the shit he raps about was probably real?
But like, yes, like the Hulk, like the Hulk had the
super
gamma
balls,
rays,
all that shit. Yeah.
Like the Hulk had the gamma rays. Spider-Man had the spider. Jay has
ketamine.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Ketamine. Jay's ketamine. The ketamine.
What?
Yes. Exactly. Yes. If Violent J takes ketamine, he turns into Ketamine J. And he's pretty much like a superhero.
Jesus Christ.
He can figure all this out.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, the only problem with it is he gets, like, uncomfortably gay.
Yeah, he gets a little horny.
He gets real horny.
Well,
and, like,
yeah.
Uncomfortably.
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah, from the... We got to see him kind of come out on that show on Skankfest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, it gets kind of uncomfortably gay. But...
That's something we have to deal with.
Yeah.
But to solve these crimes... It's okay.
That's wild, dude. I'm curious to see how that works.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll call my friend at the bureau. I think he has that video of that time. It's probably going to take a couple weeks for him to mail it to us.
Dude, some shit.
No. Wait, he's mailing video like a VHS?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Hold on, wait.
He's old school, bro.
Wow, dude.
It's on a VHS.
He's mailing it to producer Nick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
To producer Nick, who is sitting right there. There is actually a person sitting there to the left of Carver. We're not lying,
guys. Let me see if the camera's working yet.
Hold on. Turn the camera on. Okay. Well,
he'll get that fixed.
He is there, though, guys. I would never lie to you. Okay. There's actually a person over there right now. He's waving. Wave to me.
Proof. Hey, here's his keyboard. That's proof.
Producer Nick. Producer Nick, wave to me. Producer Nick, wave to me.
Yeah, see? He's waving. That's proof.
Wave.
He is waving.
He's not waving right now. He's lying. They're lying. Wave to me, Producer Nick.
No, he actually is waving.
Producer Nick, wave to me, man. Really, I need you to wave to me or I'm not going to put my arm down.
Do your damn show.
Oh, wow. Okay, oh, shit. He did talk.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right. See, that was a tidbit for everyone who stuck around to the very end. A tidbit for everyone who stuck around to the end. We weren't kidding. See, we weren't lying. Yep. Now you've seen it.
It was totally true.
And now I'm fucking in trouble.
Hey, that's totally true. There totally wasn't like a voice modulator over there that we just clicked, right?
There's no way, of course, obviously.
That's
there's
too
no way we
technologically advanced.
There's no way that we are going to be able to record something on a phone and then play it by Derek pushing a button in his lap.
Where else would we get that fudge?
It's totally natural. He always sits.
That's what I'm saying. Where else would we get that fudge? There's no other way.
You got me there.
There's no other logical way that fudge is going to get into this room other than producer Nick brought it to us.
That's true. I got to say, that's true.
It's logic, guys.
You got me there.
1, 2, 3, ABC, Bumblebee Flea. Right?
Yeah. Bumblebees have fleas?
Yes.
Nice.
Three.
It could. They're fuzzy.
All right.
Did you say three? Was that a countdown?
3, 2, 1.
Quit.
It's like
one. It's like, yeah. That's what I was doing.
It was like when you're watching the Oscars or something, they start playing the music. That was like, he's like, all right.
All right. Carver could do that anytime. Once he just hits the button, it'll just start playing the music.
Yeah, I know. He can end the, he's literally like basically God of the show.
If Carver wanted to, he could hit. Oh, I'm sorry. He's handing the reins over to producer Nick since recently, but.
All right, but it is like the God being powers where he can just
producer
like,
Nick hit it.
All right, let's shuffle up on out.
Where there's
here.
Like a he can end the show, I guess, anytime they want.
Go ahead, producer Nick. Hit.
I say that we should do the show for another hour, though.
No.
Yeah. Let's. Why don't we
let's shuffle up on out?
Wait. No, don't play the music. Come out. No. Why don't we just keep doing the show? My idea is a Loki album. We'll do a Loki album real quick. Yeah, we'll do it real quick. I know everyone's gonna love to see it, so we'll just do the. Shut up. Don't eat it! Don't eat it! Wait!
Oh, we love you! Don't eat apple!